96-10, Cape Wine and Spirits, Northwest intersection of Dartmouth Drive and Route 1, a variance for the maximum square footage for a sign, any variance for additional wall signs.
Two handouts? There's six there.
Name and address?
Eric Brinsfield, 800 Center Mill Road, Greenville, Delaware.
That's where the testimony you're about to give, true and correct, to best of your knowledge?
I do.
Evening, sir.
Evening.
Would you explain to the board your need for this variance?
Yes, sir. I'm opening a wine and spirits shop on Coastal Highway, Route 1 in Lewis. And if you all have the exhibits that I brought, if you look at the top page, Exhibit 1, top right corner being the number 1, you'll see that my location is obstructed by the Citizens Bank in that location. So from northbound Coastal Highway at Dartmouth Drive, the entrance to my store, you can't see the facade of our store from northbound Coastal Highway. If you turn to Exhibit 2, you'll see the southbound sight lines are challenging for several reasons. First of all, there's some phragmites and some trees and that type of thing that make seeing our store rather difficult. If you turn to 3, you'll see that there's a structure, Tavares property, that's on Coastal Highway that's in front of our store that further limits our sight lines. Turn to Exhibit 4, you'll see the other side of the Tavares plumbing property where you get a little bit better view of our building. Exhibit number 5 shows what we're proposing. And Exhibit 6 just shows a few examples of some other retailers on Coastal Highway that I believe are a bit closer to the Coastal Highway Route 1 than we're located that have multiple signage on the building. Page 7 details the sizes of all the signs that are shown on Exhibit 5.
Questions from members of the board? Like 6.5% total signage?
Yes, sir. Everything that you see in Exhibit 5, the total square footage of that signage represents 6.5% of that entire wall. Okay, that's that tower to the left-hand side that has the Cape Wine and Spirits logo. And then the block to the right.
Further questions from members of the board? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that it's obvious the request meets all the standards for granting variance. It's unique in that there's a bank in front of this building. And I think that makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. He certainly didn't build that bank in front of his property or building, so it wasn't obviously created by him. Obviously, it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and a minimum of afford relief will make a motion to approve case number 9610.
Second. Been regularly moved and seconded, we approve case number 9610. All those in favor give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you for your time.